local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Pleased to have with us here on the KVOE Morning Show, Pauline Stachini, the director of the Emporia Public Library, with, well, activities galore here at the library both this week and down the road.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Pauline, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I hope y'all are doing well, too.
So, we all are here. I think we are.
And,
you know, we just mentioned a couple of weeks. In fact, it was me. I'm not going to pile you in with this statement, Chuck, but
I mentioned
a couple of minutes ago that it seems like activities around the community are fairly mild here this week until you look at the Lyon County or Emporia Public Library website, and they got stuff going on all the time.
Yes.
This week included, Pauline, you're a busy place.
That's right. It's spring break for USD 253 and ESU, so we've got to meet that need for programming and exciting services.
How excited are you to be able to offer a range of activities here this week? And really beyond that, to close out, you know, you mentioned here about USD 253 and area schools, to offer activities through the rest of the, I'll stop at the end of the school year in May, but how pleased are you to have all of these different options for folks?
Oh, very excited. We are actually hosting a Raven Dance, which anybody who loves that Netflix show Wednesday should definitely come to our goth prom. We've got it for middle grades and a separate event for high schoolers. So very excited about that new program.
Oh, you're going to have to explain that a little bit more.
Yeah,
because
please do to me.
Both of these, you know, both of the folks here on this side of the glass have no clue what you're talking about.
Great. So I hope everybody knows about the Addams Family with our signature double snap. Netflix released last fall a show called Wednesday, wherein the titular character Wednesday Addam attends Nevermore Academy, which holds a very cool Raven Dance. We thought we should have one of those here at the library.
Okay, that makes more sense now. So what can folks expect for the Raven Dance on Wednesday, especially those like parents that are maybe dropping the kids off and kind of curious as to what's going on?
Sure. So it's going to have all the trappings of your usual goth prom. We're going to have music, some refreshments. We're going to have a themed photo backdrop to make it very atmospheric, and we're going to have some activities and games there, too.
Okay. Before that, and the way it seems like pretty much all week long, you got Spring Craft Week going.
That's right. Monday through Friday morning at 9 a.m., we're going to have some crafts out in our children's area for people to just drop in, do a little activity, and head on their way. Hopefully check out a book, too.
Okay. Okay. What else we got cooking here this week for folks?
This week for our kiddos, we also have Lego Master Builders. That's our typical Lego program. And, there was one other thing I was thinking of.
I'm looking here. I actually had to pull this up because Pauline and I talked about this here late last week, and all of a sudden I lost my sheet that had everything on there.
You got the Page Turner
Book Club. Coming up on Tuesday.
Yep, we've got our Page-Turner Book Club, we've got our Coffee and Conversation for Seniors on Wednesday morning, we've got a program that we're hosting with Kansas Works called Power Up Your Interpersonal Skills, and last but not least, this week, I've seen a lot of positive feedback on Facebook for our Native Plants of Kansas program.
Wow, and then on top of that, Lego Master Builders, too. Goodness.
So what will your Native Plants of Kansas program, who's putting that on? What can we expect there? That's 1:30 on the 18th, is that correct?
That's correct, 1:30 on the 18th, and that is another partnership for us. The Kansas Extension Office is going to come out and do a little presentation on Native Plants of Kansas, but I feel like this is a good place to let everybody know that we're also collecting seed donations. On April 1st, looking ahead, we're going to have a big seed swap event for families. So if you're coming to our program about native plants, drop off some seeds and come back and see us April 1st.
Pauline, I wanted to ask you, because I think a lot of folks around town, and I could be wrong on this, but I think a lot of folks around town see the library as a place to get books or the place to drop the kids off so that they've got some cool, fun things to do. And that list obviously is expanding quite a bit here recently. But I think this week does kind of bear out the fact that you have activities for all ages.
That's right. We do have books. Never want to take away from that. But we've got more than that. We've got DVDs and audiobooks, too, which I would be remiss not to mention. We've recently upped our limit. You can have up to 15 movies checked out on your account at a time instead of just five. But we're trying to offer a range of programs that meet the informational, educational, and entertainment needs of our community here.
You know, I saw one thing come down here, I think it was yesterday, that you've got the next spring book sale, which is on the schedule here coming up, too?
Coming up soon, yeah.
Yep, the Friends are going to start their spring book sale on Saturday, March 25th, and it's going to run through the 30th.
Wow. Here
we
so,
go.
Place to be, the Emporia Public Library. I'm going to ask you to kind of step away from what we've got immediately coming up here, Pauline, and then look ahead here to maybe the summer. I mean, we already talked about the end of the school year in May, but what do you have at least that you want to put on our radar here for the summer months?
Well, our kids' concerts are back, as usual. We have a very exciting opening act on Wednesday, June 7th, that I will not share the name of yet. We're going to have a social media reveal on April 30th of our big opening act. But we've got the usual crowd pleasers. We've got our worm races. We're going to have, I think we're talking about having a Daniel Tiger party. We're also talking about maybe taking the library van out to some of our local parks and have maybe some programs out there.
Good deal. Pauline, anything else you wanted to touch base on either this week or down the road here that's happening at the library?
Oh, boy. I think I would just bring attention to all the other big community events that are coming up where you can expect to see the library. So at the farmers market, we go there once a month. We'll be at the Glass Blown Open block party, too, and then the Lyon County Baby Shower and the Teddy Bear Clinic. So stop by and see the library there.
Good enough. Nicely done. Thanks, Pauline.
Thanks, Pauline. Have a great week.
Thanks, y'all. Have
good
a good
to talk
one.
To you. All right. You too. Yeah, a lot going on at the library. You just check out their website.
Yep.
And look at that calendar. And it is it's bursting at the seams, basically.
Yeah, I mean, we have a rotator on our website, which kind of goes through the top few stories, and the library has a similar setup, and this week is chock full. I mean, you go through 10 or different, 11 different things there on the entry list, and something for everybody the next couple of weeks at the Emporia Public Library. Don't forget tomorrow, again, Tech Talk at 8:20, Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon for the Newsmaker 2, which will drop to 8:40 tomorrow morning, and the rest of the week's full here on KVUE and KVUE.com.
8:52, 23 degrees. Good morning.
Williams Automotive is now Black Creek Diesel and Automotive. The next time your car, truck, or heavy equipment needs service or repair, turn to Black Creek Diesel and Automotive. You can still reach them at 620-343-0086. And they look forward to helping you keep your ride on the road no matter where you're headed. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue in Emporia.
Keep your car clean at Mr. G's Express Car Wash. Today, text the word WASH to the KVOE text line 620-342-5863 for your chance to win a $25 gift card from Mr. G's Express Car Wash. Winner announced tomorrow.
Each year, more than 3.5 million older adults are victims of financial exploitation in the U.S. Many are afraid to report it, but taking action prevents additional victims. Here's what you can do. Stop. Don't interact with the scammers. Verify the source with a trusted person and report it right away if you